The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Broadcasting coast to coast and border to border from Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
You know, folks, I started yesterday, and I was having a pretty good day, and had a great afternoon, went for a lovely walk in the park, had a good meal. Went to bed early last night and got up this morning very happy and in a jovial mood as I was preparing for the Todd Starnes radio program. And in just a matter of moments, my mood has soured. Just a few moments ago, someone sent me a story from Dallas, Texas, and this is going to be our starting off point today. And we're going to get to all the other stuff. There's a lot of news happening out there, including the trial, the murder trial of the police officers in Minnesota. But there are lots of other things that are happening out there in America, and we're going to get to those. So hang tight. Just bear with me for just a moment. This story coming from Dallas, Texas. A pregnant Catholic mom was pulled out of a church service during communion and threatened with arrest. So as the story goes, in Dallas, Texas, a woman by the name of Deidre Hairston, who is expecting, she is with child, was at the church. She had gone up to the altar for communion, and as she was about to take the body of Christ, and in the Baptist faith tradition, we call that the cracker, but I guess they use a wafer in the Catholic faith tradition, the Eucharist. And she had the body of Christ on her tongue. And the next thing you know, as she's praying, a police officer is yanking the woman up and threatening to arrest the woman. You may wonder, why in the world would they try to arrest a lovely pregnant Catholic mother with her one-year-old in tow? Why would they do that? Well, it turns out she was not wearing a face covering, a face mask. She was attending church without a mask. And one of the priests called the cops on the parishioner. Mrs. Hairston, and we have a link to the story in our live show blog over at toddstearns.com. But here we are. Coming up on Easter Sunday, Good Friday, just right around the corner, and this woman going to church, she's in the middle of a communion service, the police are summoned, and they literally drag this woman with her one-year-old in tow out of the building, and it's all on video. You can see it for yourself, and the poor lady is, and my credit, you got to give her credit. She was not hollering and screaming. She was trying to be very respectful. It was all of the conversations were almost in a whisper. And she asked the police officer, again, imagine this. You are at your church, and you had just put the cracker, you put the wafer on your tongue, and the next thing you know, you have a cop there jerking you up. And so the lady says, am I getting arrested? She says, not, and the police officer says, not right now, but if you don't listen to me, you will be. Did I commit a crime? And the police officer said, you are criminally trespassing in your church. Well, how is that possible? I mean, if you're a member of the church, that's where you belong. The police officer said, the church does not want you here. This is a business, and the business does not want you here. So the cop goes on and on and on talking about how this is not a church, it's actually a business. The police officers, after they dragged the poor woman out of the church, And I guess at this point, she swallowed the body of Christ. I guess that's kind of difficult if you're having a conversation and you got the cracker still on your tongue. But I don't think she got the grape juice. Oh, thank you, Grace. I didn't realize that. They use wine in the Catholic faith tradition. We use the Welch's in the Baptist faith tradition. Can't do the fermentation. They yank her out of there. They took her driver's license, and they wrote her up. They threatened to arrest the lady. They did not arrest, and they threatened to give her a ticket for trespassing. And, I mean, this is an ugly situation. Can you imagine this happening in your church house? Now, here's the problem. The bishop there that oversees all the Catholics, they haven't released any sort of an edict mandating face masks in the church house, but the local priest did. And apparently the local priest trumps the bishop in the Catholic church hierarchy. I don't know how all that works. But anyway, Mrs. Harrison was writing about this. She says it's almost like they became demonic or possessed. It's bizarre. It's honestly just bizarre behavior. I mean, you're going to arrest a 28-year-old nursing mom who's already socially distanced? That proves it's not really about the health. It's just about control. To exclude a member of Christ's body from Holy Mass, which saves souls, over a mask which may or may not aid the health of bodies, is demonic. What an ugly situation there in Dallas, Texas, at the local Catholic church. Now, by the way, so the church is now responding. They put out a statement, and they're saying, well, you know, they're looking into this. But everybody's high strung. We've got a lot of anxiety out there about the China virus. So you people out there, you just gotta chill for just a. You gotta take it easy. Well, it's hard to take it easy when you're dragging a pregnant mother out of your church house. What's wrong with you Catholics in Dallas, Texas?
Come on, man.
I mean, this is absolutely outrageous. But it doesn't stop there. And again, as we are moving towards Easter Sunday, a lot of people are going back to church. I don't know what it's like where you are, but a lot of the people here in the southern states are already going back to the church house. The Mississippi State Department of Health has issued updated guidelines for faith-based gatherings and worship services. They now say the safest option is to hold a virtual service. Now, this is absolutely ridiculous because the governor of the state of Mississippi has already announced that the state is China virus free. Is that right? If not, they're pretty darn close. So I got to share these rules and regulations with you coming from the Mississippi Health Department. Or as Jerry Clower would say, the Mississippi Health Department. Number one, all congregants should wear a face mask at all times during in-person services. All congregants should maintain 6 feet of separation from persons outside of their household. Household members may sit together. Well, what if you don't want to sit next? Nobody wants to sit next to their mom at church, right? I mean, if you're a kid, you want to kind of sit with your friends. But you're not allowed to do that. Congregants should not gather in close groups while entering or exiting the building. Congregants should use hand sanitizer prior to or upon entry of the building. Oh, here we come. Number five, singing is a high-risk activity that can quickly spread viral particles. It is preferable to not have choirs. However, if choirs are performing, they should be small in number, masked, and separated by 6 feet. Now, I don't know about your church, but the church I go to, there are a lot of folks in the choir. And I don't know how exactly we're going to have to, how do you get 6 feet separation in a church choir of 200 people. No, it's a big church choir. I go to a big church. The Mississippi Health Department goes on. Those in classroom settings, such as Sunday school or study groups, should maintain 6 feet of separation and wear a mask at all times. Now, Grace Baker, I want to ask you a question. You're a good church-going woman.
Yes.
Are you of the Presbyterian persuasion or?
Evangelical Presbyterian,
oh,
yes.
Wow. Evangelical Presbyterian.
Yeah, there's a difference.
A proselytizing Presbyterian.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, I've noticed a common denominator in the rules and regulations from the Mississippi Health Department. I see a trend. You know what that trend is?
What is it?
Miss Evangelical Presbyterian. The number six. 6 feet. 6 feet. 6 feet. What? Pray tell, Grace Baker,
oh,
you've
no.
been to Sunday school. What is 666?
Well, that's kind of a sign for the devil.
It's the mark of the beast. The Antichrist may be working at the Mississippi Health Department. I don't want to alarm anyone in the state of Mississippi. But I'm just saying,
oh,
something's
gosh.
Not right. I mean, this is crazy. Now, Easter Sunday, what are you planning? Are you planning on going to church on
yeah,
Easter Sunday?
Just like normal.
And then you go home, you have the big delicious meal.
Yeah.
And then you do the Easter egg hunt in
and
the front yard.
And we're singing in church.
And so. You're singing in church.
I'm not going to give away where I go.
Yeah, I would not do that. You don't want to have the police show up and haul
nope.
you out.
While I'm singing Amazing Grace, get, you know, yanked.
Can I just say, I appreciate this lady right here. I'm Southern Baptist. And Grace, I can tell you, I have been to Wednesday night church business meetings where the deacons have been armed. I can assure you, this would not have happened. This would not have gone down in a Southern Baptist church.
Yeah, if that had happened in a Baptist church, I think it would have been quite a different video.
And it wouldn't have been the men. The Women's Missionary Union would have mobilized right on the
Don't
spot.
Don't mess with Southern Baptist women.
No, they would have taken out the preacher. I'm just telling you, it would not have been a pretty picture. And the Lord would have forgiven them right there on the spot. Number seven here, and again, the rules and regulations from the Mississippi Health Department, as appropriate alternatives to shared cups. Oh, my God, this is horrible. As appropriate, alternatives to shared cups for communion should be pursued. The use of hymn books or prayer books is acceptable so long as congregants practice proper hand hygiene upon entering. What the hell are they doing with their hands in the Baptist church? They need a wet wipe. What is going on in Mississippi? So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen, yet another health department telling you how to live your life, how to worship your God. And it's far from over. I'm telling you, this China virus crisis is far from over. Like the lady from Dallas, Texas said, this is not about public safety. This is about control. And that's why I want to go back and revisit a soundbite from yesterday when you had Dr. Rochelle Walensky telling a national audience that we need to freak out. Let's listen.
I'm going to pause here. I'm going to lose the script, and I'm going to reflect on the recurring feeling I have of impending doom. We have so much to look forward to, so much promise and potential of where we are, and so much reason for hope. But right now, I'm scared. I know what it's like as a physician to stand in that patient room, gowned, gloved, masked, shielded, and to be the last person to touch someone else's loved one because their loved one couldn't be there. I know what it's like when you're the physician, when you're the healthcare provider, and you're worried that you don't have the resources to take care of the patients in front of you. I know that feeling of nausea when you read the crisis standards of care and you wonder whether there are going to be enough ventilators to go around and who's going to make that choice. And I know what it's like to pull up to your hospital every day and see the extra morgue sitting outside.
All right, so let me explain what's happening here. They're doing a reset. This is all about a reset. So now the China virus is starting from day one. We're going back to day zero, and today is day one. They are about to shut everything back down. We've got some audio from Joe Biden. We're going to play it a little bit later this hour. But I'm telling you, folks, this is about control. It is not over. You thought summertime was coming. I'm telling you, we are in the middle of a dark winter in this country. And they're trying to tell us how to worship our God on Easter Sunday. My question to you, will your church follow the guidelines of the government, or will they follow the teachings of the Almighty? 844-747-8868. Toll-free telephone number today, folks. 844-747-8868. We have the Catholic woman being yanked out of the church video on ToddStarns.com, the live show blog. We'll be right back.
Triggering microaggressions from coast to coast. It's Todd Starnes.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes radio program. Good to have you with us today. A busy, busy news day. Let's get to the phones, though. Michelle in Ohio hanging out with us on the live stream today. Michelle wants to talk about that sweet Catholic lady in Dallas. Hi, Michelle. What's going on?
Hi, Todd. I am also Catholic, and this will be the second Easter that I am not allowed in my own church. And the reason why I'm not allowed in my own church is that I refuse to wear the mask and to put them on my children. Now, I feel personally that it's bearing false witness and it has a touch of the demonic in it. So it makes me very angry when I hear things like this. And why are our leaders not standing up? If we can sit down in a restaurant with our masks off, and we're 6 feet away. They got the pews blocked. Every other pew you can't sit in. Why can we not sit in the mass?
Michelle, we're talking about cowards. We're talking about cowards here. That's what we're talking about. If you can go into a strip club, you should be able to go into your local church.
Exactly. This is a spiritual battle, and I think God is seeing what churches are on fire and who are lukewarm. I mean, I see somebody like Pastor Greg Locke. I don't know what affiliation he's with. He's a pastor down in Tennessee, I believe, and he had his church vandalized during this whole thing because he kept his churches open. And he is so on fire wanting to preach the gospel. And here I have my own Catholic priests who are remaining silent, who are not fighting for the spiritual warfare of their people. They're just shutting up and putting up. Where are they? I am so angry, and I'm getting more angry as the months go by. We need our churches. We need that community. But right now, I feel like an outcast, that I am not worthy to go to Mass. And I even had somebody within my own congregation allude to the fact, well, if you don't play by the rules, you're just not welcome. Is that how we are now living in our society?
So, Michelle, what are you doing now? Are you going to another church, another denomination?
We are still having Mass at home. Now, my mother's church, who is in Pennsylvania, you know how Wolf is, they are still masking. Now, my mom said, enough is enough. She's a former RN. She has ripped her mask off, and nobody has said anything. So, last weekend, we were able to go for the first time in over a year. But being here in Ohio, my church is in the city, and we're just not welcome.
Well,
and it's heartbreaking and it's frustrating.
Michelle, I am so sorry to hear what you're going through, but this is a big problem, and it's a problem facing not just the Catholics, but the Southern Baptist Convention, where our leadership is radical leftist. You hate to say it, but they've become woke. They have embraced critical race theory. They have embraced these government edicts, and it is appalling, and it is dangerous, not just for the church, but for the entire country. And I want to explain coming up after this break, and folks, hang tight if you're on the phones. We're going to get to your calls. There is something more nefarious going on here, and it has to do with the socialist takeover of this country. 844-747-8868. Why do you think the government wants to keep you out of your church? 844-747-8868. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Todd Starnes radio show. Hope you guys are ready for an extravaganza today. A lot going on around the country. I want to finish this thought, though, on the situation out of Dallas, Texas, where a pregnant Catholic mom was dragged out of her church because she was not wearing a face burqa during communion. Now the Mississippi Department of Health has released rules and regulations governing how you should conduct your Easter Sunday services. And my question to you is very simple and straightforward. Why is it? Why do you think the government is so hell-bent on dictating what goes on inside your local church? 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Now, the reason I bring this up is because of a new Gallup survey that's out. And for the first time in 80 years, we're going back 80 years, church attendance in American houses of worship has dropped below 50%. That is not some sort of an anomaly. There's something else going on here. And my question is, why is it that the government is targeting our churches? And I have a theory. I want to hear yours, and but I'm going to hold on to my theory for just a moment. I do want to go to the phones, though. Cindy in Arkansas, listening to us on the great KARN. Hi, Cindy. Welcome to the show. Hope you're doing good today.
Yeah, doing great. Little allergy problem, but that's just springtime. I just want to say, appreciate all you do and all the talk radio hosts that are following your guidelines and stuff. We've not missed church because of COVID or anything. Most of the churches have continued to have church, social distancing, things like that. I think masks should be a personal thing. I don't want to wear a mask. I raise my kids saying, hey, you know, you got a cold, let's wipe your nose. You've got to build up some immunities. And we've had COVID. My husband and I both had COVID. You know, it's real. And I even know people that have passed away from it. So my husband says the funny thing is that COVID has cured cancer, heart attack, stroke, and everything else, car wrecks. Nobody's dying from anything but COVID. I think it's a control thing. And I feel like if you are letting them control you in the church. I mean, I'm 61, and I was raised under a Southern Baptist evangelical preacher. And we used to go to the city council meetings and protest on things that they didn't want to do, you know, in the city. And nobody does that anymore, but they just roll over and take it. And I think that's wrong. We need to come out and be separate. Every time I sit and see something new, I shake my head and think, why do people not see what is going on? And the Lord reminds me of the scripture that says that in the end times, the very elect will be deceived, you know.
Well, Cindy, I think there's a lot of Cindy, there's a lot of deception going on out there. And some of it's coming from these mega church preachers, like, for example, Andy Stanley, who is very, very influential with millennial Christians. And he's one of those people out there who said he was embarrassed by the number of churches that disobeyed the government and reopened their church houses for worship. And my response to people like Andy Stanley is, okay, well, if that's how you feel, why are you opening up your church house? You know, if that's your church, uh-huh, that's your decision. What right do you have to tell anybody else how to run their church?
Right. Right. And I mean, I think church and state should be separate. You know, you're not going to please everybody all the time. But if your church, I feel like the lady in Texas and the lady in Ohio and stuff, if your church is separating you out like that, they're judging you, and God's judgment is going to be on them. And that's a very sad thing. I think God will judge people that are in leadership in churches. And when you're deceiving people and stuff like that, you know, you're going to be, you know, You're walking a very narrow line there, because God's judgment is swift, and, you know, he's a loving God, but he also will take care of those.
Absolutely, Cindy. And look, I appreciate your call. Thank you for listening to the program. And look, my advice to this lady, find another church. Go somewhere where they follow the teachings of Christ and not the government. All right, let's go to Chris in Dallas, Texas, on the live stream. Chris, I'm curious, are folks around town talking about this? It's a big story on your CBS affiliate there.
Surprisingly, you're the first one to mention it to me, so I looked it up. and I read it, and it's just nonsense. It's ridiculous. And we got that where that church is located at, Todd, it's off of Oakland and Lemon. I've worked that area for years, and that area is the most liberal you can get, other than having flowers in your hair, singing hippie songs from the 70s.
Oh, that's pretty liberal.
Yeah, it is. And the only thing I can say to this lady is, God just opened up your eyes. You need to leave this church. This church cares more about popularity and what the government says to you than what the Word of God says. To me, this is a wake-up call for her to get out from the church that would accept her and her kids and the views. Here in Dallas, we got Clay Jenkins, who thinks he's the supreme leader of everything here. And a lot of us has had it. They have had enough. Our mass media has been released. I've been inside businesses and other churches that haven't said anything to us wearing a mask. Now, I want to give you my quick personal thing real quick. Went into Home Depot this past weekend. Nobody's wearing a mask. The gentleman came up to me. He says, here you go. I was like, no, thank you. I'm not sick. This doesn't do anything for me. But I would like to return my item, please. And I didn't get no pushback from it. But, I mean, we have a time now that, okay, if you want to wear a mask, by all means, you wear a mask. But don't force me to wear something that doesn't work. And I've heard the same stories about, well, surgeons wear masks. The reason why the surgeons wear it, so they don't spit in your, they don't dribble facial hair or anything getting inside the person they're working on. But it's stopping the virus. Even the boxes that says these will not protect you from a virus.
I take Dr. Fauci. I took Dr. Fauci at his word when he said early on in the crisis, face masks do not work. And if that's the gospel that we're following, then I'm going to follow that gospel, Chris. Hey, great advice, Chris. Thank you for listening to us on the live stream. And we're very excited to have our crisp, beautiful stereo sound coming back on our live stream. And a great shout out to the engineers here on the Todd Stearns radio program. They're doing a terrific job today. All right, 844-747-8868. Let's go to Sarah, listening to us on WRWH in Cleveland, Georgia. Hi, Sarah. What's on your mind?
I was just letting you know that last year when we had communion, our pastor got in touch with someone that about the little cups, and you just peel it back, and the little drink and the bread is all together, and you just pull the label off when, you know, when he tells us to take this and then you take the other, and nobody had to touch it.
Now, Sarah, you know what? We used to do that in our church as well. Let me ask you, what flavor are you? What denomination are you?
Baptist.
Well, I kind of suspected you might. Sarah, everybody in Georgia is a Baptist. Even the Methodists are Baptists. They just don't know it.
Yeah.
Sarah, let me ask
and
you.
Then,
let me
our
ask you.
The preacher does not allow. He said we didn't have to wear a mask if we didn't want to. If we want to, we can wear one. If we don't, it's fine. We separate enough where we're not crowded, you know, try to be.
Good for you. It sounds like you've got a preacher with some common sense and is preaching the word. And good for you, Sarah. Thank you so much for listening to us, and we appreciate you. Let's go to Connor in Boston. Connor, it's been a while.
Todd, it has been a while. You know, somebody's got to, you know, go to work to pay for all the Bernie bros living in their mother's basement, you know? Got to earn that check.
You're sort of like our evangelist to the liberals in Boston.
You know, I've converted a few of them. I was talking to actually one of my liberal friends yesterday. He's like, you know, Connor, he goes, you know, we had it pretty good under President Trump. I'm starting to get a little bit weary under Biden. I'm like, well, if you had just listened to me, we wouldn't be having this conversation. But, you know, that's a story for another time.
Connor, I'm curious. The question at hand, you know, about the churches, why do you think the government is so hell-bent on shutting down churches in America?
And that's a great question, Todd. I think what it comes down to is that the government wants to replace God in our lives. It's like they want us to be completely dependent on God and, of course, Reverend Fauci. That's what their two, you know, halo things are. You know, Dr. Fauci more is like a reality show doctor, in my opinion. He goes out there, he reads the scripts. He doesn't really necessarily know all the facts, but he'll certainly act like he does. You know, when it comes to churches, it's like, there's something very, you know, very, very, like, you can just feel a connection when you go into your church house. You know, you feel a very big connection to God. That's why some of these hospitals in America, it's like one of the biggest rooms they'll have in there is a chapel. Because having that as part of the human condition, basically, having your faith, is major. It's like if we get rid of the churches, if we limit the churches in America, it's like it would not surprise me in the slightest if we started seeing a lot of spike in deaths for COVID. Because we need that connection to our Lord God. And the government should be arming us with facts, with advisories, right? But it's up to us as the citizens to make that decision. I don't need Reverend Fauci telling me to wear my mask. Just provide me with the facts, and I will make that decision myself.
Connor, great comments and great thoughts as well. You really are one of our favorite millennials here on the program, and thanks for calling in. Don't be a stranger. But, folks, Connor's got a point here. And going back to what our founding fathers said, remember the warning that John Adams, our second president, gave us, that our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people. This is coming from our founding fathers, that the Constitution is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. So if we take God out of the equation, it all falls apart. And when you look at what's happening here, Black Lives Matter, the critical race theorist, Antifa, when you look at the violence that is plaguing our nation right now, why do you think that is? Is it possible that may very well have something to do with the fact that a majority of Americans no longer attend church, and that's primarily because of the China virus shutdowns? All right, we're going to squeeze in another call here before we have to go to break. Let's go to Benjamin, listening to us in Texas. Hi, Benjamin. What's going on?
Hey, Todd. Hey, I just wanted to expand on the mask issue in the church. We went to a church for a while, and they started getting real serious about the COVID, and they shut down for about 2 months, and we went to a different church and started going back to this original one, but it really, I didn't even catch that it was from, your story was from Dallas in the beginning. I thought it was from some liberal blue state, and it shocked me, blew my mind. This thing is getting way out of hand.
Happening in the state of Texas in Dallas, which is like the promised land to a good many people, it's just shocking that this is happening. But Benjamin, this is a warning that it can happen in any city in America. Remember, the very first crackdown on the churches actually came in Mississippi, where a Democrat mayor summoned the police and sent the police out to ticket people who were gathered in the parking lot holding an outdoor church service. That happened in Mississippi. That happened in the Bible Belt. That did not happen in Berkeley. All right, Benjamin, appreciate the call. Folks, we've got to take a quick break here. 844-747-8868. Live show blog. We have the video of the Catholic woman being jerked out of the church. ToddStarnes.com. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Todd Starnes.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. You know, I got a couple of messages on the live stream. Todd, why are we talking about this? Why is this like the church hour? Well, it's important. It's not like we're having a religious service here. But we have to understand that the reason why we are the United States of America is because we are one nation under God. And if you take that away, you take away all of our freedoms. And nobody wants that. Keep in mind that because we are one nation under God, you are free to choose. You can go to church. You don't have to go to church. You can be a godless heathen because we're one nation under God. That's why we love America. You're not going to be persecuted because you believe or don't believe in anything. And the idea that you have the government now sticking its nose into the business of the church, and you have a bunch of limp-wristed, lily-livered preachers out there that are surrendering their pulpits to Uncle Sam, that's a problem. By the way, Grace Baker, I understand we have some breaking news from a caller.
Yes, we had a caller tell me that she went to Walmart recently and she saw it, she saw that Easter movies were on sale for $6.66.
Wait, what?
I'm not kidding.
Easter movies on sale for $6.66?
Yep.
Did she get a picture of this, a photograph?
I think she did.
Okay, we need the photo. I want to see the photo of that.
Oh,
if they're really, if that's really happening at Walmart, the home of low prices.
Yes, that's a little odd.
Easter movies.
What Easter movies?
For the price of the Mark of the Beast. Instead of scanning the movie, they scan your hand or your forehead. That's disgusting. All right. So if there are photos, we want to see those photos. All right. Real quick, let's go to the phones here. Jerry in Arkansas listening to us on KARN. Jerry, have you seen the, you haven't seen the Antichrist around Walmart, have you?
No, I have not been to Walmart, Todd, in a day or two. But I ain't in that section. I don't hardly go there anyway. To that section.
Good for you. Good for you, Jerry.
Well, I call, you asked the question why the church, why the government wants to govern the church. It is actually caused by the church. And the government was formed on godly principles, and the church wants anything the church stood against at that time. It didn't happen. But churches began to endorse anything that came up and called itself a church. And became so weak and watered down until it has no influence in the community, not even only in the pew of that church. And so as a result of that, we've elected people to government who had ungodly ideas, and we supported that because we got things that we wanted, not what we needed.
Now, Jerry,
government became ungodly.
Jerry, I got to tell you something. You just preached a 45-minute sermon in under a minute. That is the gospel truth, sir. And I wish we had more time to chat, but we're coming up on the top of the hour news break here. But Jerry's got it right here, folks. The church has abdicated its authority and its responsibility. And as a result, the entire country is crumbling around us. You understand, as I wrote in my book, Godless America, that religious liberty is the foundation of our great nation. And when you start pounding the hammer on the foundation, it begins to crack. And that's what's happening here. You better pay attention here, folks. If we lose the church, if the church loses this battle in America, it's over for our country. So we've got to stand up. We've got to fight. I have hope in America. And I have hope because of all the great listeners of this radio program. You guys are the answer to the problem facing this country. Hey, hang tight. Sean Spicer from Newsmax coming up. ToddStarnes.com is the website. Hey, be sure to subscribe to the newsletter during the news break. We'll be right back.